Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy and way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Welcome. Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that welcome. You're already a way better audience than this week's Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, which was not CPAC'd. Turns out CPAC really stands for crazy to put up all those chairs. The crowd that did attend was mostly rabid MAGA supporters, so it's no surprise the former president got 62% of the vote compared to 20% for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the annual straw poll. So he's either really popular or straw poll voters just voted for the person whose hair looked most like straw. The former president, long walk but worth it, the former president used his speech to relaunch his 2024 campaign, and it got real creepy real fast.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
That's pretty harsh. I haven't heard a political speech this dark since H.W. Bush at the 1992 Republican convention.
Read my lips. I'll kill Clinton's dog.
But it wasn't all terrifying previews of the fascism to come. There was also some silly stuff, like when he said this about the border wall.
As you know, I built hundreds of miles of wall, and Biden, they took it away. And they actually took it away and they hid it. They put it in a hiding area.
Yes, they hid it in a hiding area. Where is that, you ask? Well, maybe you could find it in the new MAGA Kids book, Where Wall Go?
Hey!
There you go.
Thank you very much. That's good.
Of course, it wouldn't be a speech from the former president without some classic mouth whoopsies, like when he tried to go after the Manhattan DA who's investigating him.
The racist Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, who is presiding over one of the most dangerous and violent cities in the United States.
Yes. The United States. Also known as the crowd at a Dave Matthews concert. So, pretty embarrassing that he mispronounced the name of the country, but it's not like he did it a second time.
I'll challenge the governors of all 50 states.
Yes. Yes.
Keep them coming.
Yes.
Keep them coming.
He will challenge the governors of all 50 states, like Alabama, Idaho, Wappington, and Mississippi. The former president also Former president also announced his support for a policy that would give tax breaks to new parents living in certain areas, but it got kind of weird.
We will support baby boomers, and we will support baby bonuses for a new baby boom. How does that sound? That sounds pretty good. I want a baby boom. Oh, you men are so lucky out there. You're so lucky. You are so lucky, men.
What? Wait, lucky? Wait, lucky 'cause sex? Does he think wives only have sex with their husbands if there's money involved? Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. That would... Okay, yeah. I can see why. The ex-president also wants to make an investment in flying cars. Are his policies being written by an 8-year-old? So we have cool, awesome cities, and everybody gets around in a flying car, and there's an awesome tree fort with a slide, and all the drinking fountains have chocolate milk in them, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is named official secretary of being my friend for life, and mommy gets money for having sex with daddy. And that's what I did this summer. Former Prez may have been the only candidate people cared about, but he wasn't the only candidate who spoke at CPAC. Nikki Haley described the greatest public health emergency we've ever faced.
Wokeness is a virus more dangerous than any pandemic, hands down.
Yes. Wokeness is such a dangerous virus that it apparently killed 2/3 of her audience. Oh. It's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. It's the pronouns. It's the pronouns that killed them. Haley wasn't the only one brave enough to shout nonsense into an empty room. Here's Lauren Boebert complaining about big government in the dumbest way possible.
The federal government has become too big. The only three letters that our founding fathers ever thought were necessary are USA.
That's a hell of an excuse for not learning the rest of the alphabet. The founding fathers wanted us to be number one. Socialists want you to believe there are bigger numbers like 15 and thruple. No gathering of Republicans would be complete without some good old down-home red meat pandering. Take it away, John, not that John Kennedy Kennedy.
What else is the truth? The truth is that God is great, beer is good, and the United States of America is star-spangled awesome.
Did he write his speech with magnetic poetry? Eagles are patriots. Guns are men. Trucks are dead. Jesus is football. Amen, hike. One GOP contender notably absent from CPAC was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis recently took over the board that controls Disney World's development district. And one of DeSantis' new appointees to that board is former pastor and middle school health teacher pronouncing every syllable in menstruation. Ron Perry. Perry is getting some attention for this comment he made in 2022.
Why are there homosexuals today? There are any number of reasons. You know, there's estrogen in the water from birth control pills. They can't get it out.
Obviously, that is not a thing. But if you are concerned, The Late Show has a new sponsor just for you.
Are you worried about tap water turning you gay? Then try Man Water.
Man Water!
The first bottled water that's filtered through beef jerky and then exposed to straight porn. This water has never cried or watched Thelma and Louise.
Man Water!
It was also raised by a cold, distant father that never said, I love you. Man Water. What are you waiting for, man?
Man Water!
We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, folks, I am not just a Late Show host. I'm also a doctor. Technically, I'm a honorary doctorate of fine arts. But that does allow me to do creative writing on a prescription pad. And I feel, as a doctor, it's my obligation to keep you updated on all matters of your well-being. In my new wellness segment... There's big news from the FDA. They've put out a proposal to update the current definition of healthy. Is that necessary? We already know what healthy is. It's the potato chips with the lighthouse on the bag. You can't feed junk to the grizzled loners who protect our rocky New England shores. Now, specifically, this new FDA rule means that manufacturers will only be allowed to label their products healthy if they contain a meaningful amount of food from at least one of the main food groups. So from now on, all food must contain some food. Up till now, Up till now. Up till this rule, Marie Callender's was mostly just Callender. And just a hint of Marie. Obviously, any new labeling that helps us eat healthier is good, but food brands aren't taking this sitting down with a tub of Cool Whip. For instance, ConAgra, which accounts for 60% of sales of all products labeled as healthy with their Healthy Choice frozen meals. So if this rule goes through, they're going to have to change the name of Healthy Choice Chicken Linguine to Just Eat It, Moms at Book Club. Other food companies, good for mom, other food companies are also protesting. General Mills, Kellogg, and Post say that the proposal would exclude more than 95% of breakfast cereals from being labeled as healthy. Well, I can see why they're fighting this. I mean, breakfast cereals already have way too many rules. You want Lucky Charms? You got to steal them from a leprechaun. Tricks are only for those who can avoid a coked-out rabbit. Fruit Loops, follow a weird British toucan into the jungle where he'll make you breakfast. You want Frosted Flakes? You got to play basketball with a furry. But most outraged of all might be the American Cheese Society, also known as America. They are arguing that being healthy is more than just food. They say what we eat, how and when we eat, even with whom we eat, and our lifestyle influences what is healthy for a group or an individual. Healthy is a lifestyle that includes exercise, mental well-being, and other aspects beyond food. Adding, Cheese Whiz is part of a healthy diet as long as your diet also contains a 5K, a therapist, another healthier diet, and a weeping spouse begging you to put down the spray cheese so you can, quote, be there when your daughter walks down the aisle, Dave. We'll be right back with Nick Kroll.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My first guest this evening is a comedian and creator behind Kroll Show, Big Mouth, and the Oh Hello Show. He now stars in History of the World Part 2.
Mud pies! Get your mud pies! Get your mud pies from me, Schmuck Mudman! Made with the abject suffering and eczema of the Jewish diaspora, all you need to do is add water. Joshy, my sweet son, come help me with the family business.
Oh, I don't care about the family business, Dad. All I care about is falling in love. And I'll never meet the girl of my dreams if I'm selling mud pies.
That's not true. I met your mother selling mud pies. Her father came in, bought one, got absolutely horrible food poisoning, and as punishment, he made me marry his most difficult daughter.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Nick Kroll. Lovely to see you in person.
Thank you.
For the first time in so long, and thank you for being a little springtime
into
the room.
Of course. Thank you for standing for so long before sitting down.
If you enjoy it, I can do the entire interview.
No, thank you.
You're a
guest. No, please, it's your show.
Okay,
you please sit, and I'll stand for the rest of the interview.
I can't believe they sat down. That's so rude of them.
It's very rude of you guys to sit. I thought I was going to get a standing O that lasted through the entire interview, but... Here's where we are.
So last time you and I spoke to each other was in 2020, mm-hmm. near the beginning of the so-called killed Americans.
Yes,
by
exactly.
The millions. Okay.
Finally, let's talk about it.
So it's nice to have you in person, and I know a lot has gone on with you in your life since then.
Yes,
you're married. And yes. You have a baby now.
I do. I have a... No applause. That's the fine. Is it just a conversation between friends? You guys
yes.
are...
So how's it been? How's it been?
Honestly, it's a damn nightmare, Steve.
So 2 years old, right?
2 years old, yes. I have a two-year-old son, and
yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend about History of the World, Part 2, and... I was explaining my character, who I always build my characters from the name up. Schmuck Mudman.
Yes. Sure.
So it's gotta be my good. Yeah, my theory was like, you know, there's a lot of stories I grew up Jewish, and there's a story a lot of Jewish families have that like someone in their family had to leave Russia because they killed a Cossack with their bare hands.
Sure.
In my case, I was like, oh, I think Schmuck Mudman would be funny if he had to leave Russia because he nudged a Cossack to death. And so Schmuck is a real coward. So I was like, my character's like, I'm a coward. And my two-year-old just sits there, and all of a sudden I just hear from the corner of the room, he just goes, I'm a coward. And I was like, I don't know if that's the legacy I want to leave. You know
not
what I mean?
First words, not before mommy or daddy. Right?
No, he said, daddy's a coward. Mm-hmm. So, but it's about inherited generational trauma.
Sure. And what's your parenting style like?
Are sexy. You...
sexy.
Sexy dad. Sexy dad.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. But it's, you know, like, I'm a DILF, you're a DILF, you know, like...
I think of myself more as a zaddy than
a
DILF,
you know,
okay.
But also, you're somewhat well-known for your Catholicism, so I'm going to call you a caddy, if that's okay. A caddy. A Catholic, I'd like to... Oh, no.
That's a kitty.
Okay, that's a kitty. Yeah. A kilf?
A kilf.
A Catholic I'd like to yes,
okay,
that's
great,
it, yeah.
Great. And you're a jilf.
Yeah, thank you, finally.
Yes. You were raised a jilf.
I was raised a jilf. I was raised...
Let me ask you something. Are you Orthodox jilf?
I am a modern... I am an NP jilf. I'm a non-practicing Jew I'd like to...
Wow, that's good. And that's why you have a full-length mirror.
Yes, exactly.
I have no idea if any of this is going to make it to air. It's a lot of fun. Okay,
but yes,
so
no,
sexy dad.
Sexy dad. You're a sexy dad. You've been a sexy dad for a minute.
Oh, my kids are, like, already, you know...
Are you a gilf?
No.
Do you look forward to the day when you will be...
sure, absolutely. No pressure on any of the kids, but
no, it's guys,
absolutely. No, but I got like a 27, a 24, and a 21.
Okay.
You know, they're 6'2 and stuff. They're huge. they're big.
Yeah, they're tall people.
They're tall, but
that doesn't decide when they're gonna procreate.
No, what I'm saying is they're not two.
No, I don't think
they're
two. Yes. And I don't think my son has children yet.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Nick Kroll, everybody. Stick around.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Look at that. We're back with the star of History of the World Part 2, America's number one jilf, Nick Kroll. The new series is called History of the World Part 2. Obviously, it's a sequel to History of the World Part 1 from 1981.
Yes.
After 42 years, why is now the time, Nick Kroll?
Finally. 42, there should always be 42 years between sequels. The next History of the World Part 3 will come 42 years from now, which is 2020.
Lay that in later.
There you go. Look at this.
With some of your cast in the great Mel Brooks right there.
Yes,
the
this is. Yes.
Come on. What was it like meeting him for the first time?
I mean, I've met Mel. I call him Mel, by the way, because we're dear friends. Because like me and Mel and Marty get together. Martin Shkreli, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah. Marty Shkreli. Martin Shkreli.
Got it.
I'll recut so you can actually use this now. So,
definitely leave that in.
Yeah,
definitely,
please.
Definitely leave
we
that in.
We got that in?
Yeah,
good.
That's
in?
Yeah.
It made the cut? Okay, great.
Yeah.
They edit in real time. You guys don't realize this, and this is all. So,
we are taking out all the racist stuff he said, right?
Yeah.
We're taking out that? We're taking all the racist stuff he said.
Can we deep fake in the racist stuff with Stephen?
Sure. Sure.
You just need to straight. Okay, can I go? Is this your. Okay, which is. Okay. So this. Okay. So we just gotta get his face still, and then we can put in all this stuff about the Catholics and the Jews.
That sounds
okay,
good.
Okay,
good.
We got okay. it. Okay. So.
You and Marty.
Me and Marty. Mel Brooks is my hero. Like, genuinely, it is a genuine, it's like a truly a highlight of my life that I got to get a call from him to help him make this show. And I owned History of the World Part 1 on VHS. I own all of his movies on, like, Young Frankenstein, The Producers.
You couldn't have seen History of the World when it came out. You're too young, right?
I was technically too young, but I was able to procure a trench coat and...
and stack yourself onto other toddlers.
Yes, onto other toddlers, and we got into the film. And
Gregory Hines is amazing.
Gregory Hines is amazing in the film. Dom DeLuise, I mean, Madeline Kahn. I mean, Mel Brooks is my true comedic hero. And so when I got the call to be a part of the show, it was a highlight to just even have that moment. Mm-hmm. And it was my brother showed me all of his movies when I was very, very young. He showed me all those movies, and then he also showed me The Exorcist when I was 5. And so it was a real moment in my life where I could have gone either way. I could have gotten into comedy or demonic possession. And I think I made the right choice. Mm-hmm. But working with Mel has been really one of the true highlights of my life. And I got to ask him questions throughout the process.
Oh, wow.
In your show of shows, what was the lunch order, you know? And he was...
Oh, my God. You know, I would love to know.
And it was a turkey sandwich with one slice of pastrami, because you need a little something. And...
That's not his order now. That's when he was a young guy doing your show of shows?
I don't want to get into... I can't reveal that.
What his order is now?
Yeah, I can't.
Because they could track him based on his order.
They can track him. You know how the deep state is. You know. You know how they are.
Sure, sure, sure.
No, but it was a true...
That's fantastic.
But doing the show, and it's with Ike Barinholtz and Wanda Sykes, and we have an insane...
Two wonderful people.
And an insane cast of people, all of whom are massive fans of Mel Brooks, want to carry on that tradition. If you haven't watched his movies, I highly recommend... Is that cool for me to just promote his other films?
1,000%.
Great. So, if you haven't... The Producers, Spaceballs, History of the World Part 1, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, the list goes on.
To Be or Not to Be.
To Be or Not to Be, 12 Chairs. He's a genius, and we're all here doing comedy in some part because of what the foundations that Mel laid for us. And to do this show, which I think is an updated version of what he was doing in a current day context, a truly amazing cast. It was one of the great honors of my life to do this for...
Can I tell you, the only time I met Mel Brooks was amazing. I was out at the Emmys, and I'm leaning over at the bar. Yeah, exactly, like that. And Dick Cavett comes by. And Dick Cavett goes, "Do you want to meet Mel Brooks?" And I said, "Yes, Dick." And then he goes, "Then come with me before one of us dies." And I went and met Mel. It was the most amazing experience.
And it is. And he's 96, and he's still funny.
Yeah.
He showed up at the premiere, and we didn't know if he was going to come or not. And then they left a car out front of his house, and he came, which just goes to prove, if you leave a car out for somebody, like, they'll probably show up. You know what I mean?
Sure, you would.
Yeah, and he came and he talked about the weather, and it was so funny. He has jokes in the... He has, like, when you talk to Mel Brooks, where he still has bits that he's like, "I have an idea. It's at the signing of Appomattox, and Robert E. Lee signs the treaty, and then he gets up, and he's got his sword, and then he... turns and he knocks 3 of his soldiers in the balls." And he's got these jokes that he's had ready to go for like 40 years. There's like a vault of Mel Brooks alts that didn't get in.
How many of the jokes end with knocking 3 guys in the balls? Because I would watch that. I would watch that all
night.
Well,
that's what he's pitching for the end of our segment.
Great.
So
we just need one more guy. Nick, it's so lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
We can talk all night, but
let's do it. Jim Hines.
Hines.
Oh, Hines. Jim. Representative Hines, I'm so sorry. Please be... Please be good on the Central Intelligence Committee. We need your help.
You're not from Connecticut, are you?
No, I'm not from Connecticut.
Oh, fine. He's a Connecticut guy.
Yeah, Connecticut.
The first two episodes of History of the World Part 2 are streaming now on Hulu. That's Nick Kroll, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.